Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Ben Soul is a Kenyan singer-songwriter who's also an instrumentalist and plays a number of instruments, and he also produces. So basically, he eats, breathes, and lives music. He was the first act signed to Soul Generation Records, a music label which was founded by Sauti Sol from Kenya, the supergroup. You know who I'm talking about. He's dropped a number of singles over the last couple of years or so, with the hit single Lucy as well. And last year he gave us the EP Quarantunes. And obviously I thought, you know what, he's given us an EP, he's definitely gonna drop another album. But no, he dropped another EP, and this one is titled Medicine. It dropped on May 7th, 2021. It's got four tracks, a 15 minute runtime. Okay, I'ma review this because I wanted to review it anyway. So here goes nothing. Africa. Moody Sick. My name is MJ Omotan, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Hopefully everybody's doing good, my people. How you doing? I mean, I'm doing all right. I don't know, I'm just tired of being indoors. But let's do this review thing anyway.
The latest African album review is...
Stereo opens up the Medicine EP with a unique sound that is Afropop and Roomba infusions. Watch out for the guitar. But honestly, there's plenty to look out for here. It is a love song that really just talks about this person just feeling that love almost like in stereo. Like, you know, you feel the sonic presence of the love. I don't know what kind of love that is, but I found that pretty awesome. The title track itself, Medicine, is set to be a favorite. It has the right vibe and the right tempo to connect with many. Ben Soul says he needs her love 1 times 3. The same time, the same way you have to take some medicines, like 3 times a day. Get it? I don't know if we are getting to addictive levels here, but this song has a dancehall 2-kick, 1-snare framework without even being that in the sonics. Bruh. That's the allure and the genius of the song. It gives you a feeling, you know, but sounds nothing like the sound you typically get with that feeling. Does that make sense? I think it makes sense. Yeah. And the song Sugar Rush, I actually found it to be so melodiously sweet to the ear. You listen to it and you're like, no wonder why this song is called Sugar Rush. That's the exact feeling that I got when listening to this song. And I loved Ben Soul's voice on it. This one is a love song where Ben Soul gives a soulfully commanding performance, serenading the guitar strums. There's an instrument there that sounds like a violin, which I didn't expect at all. Like, I don't expect some of these instruments on African albums per se, but it sounded so good. And funny enough, this instrument as well totally could be interchangeable with like a saxophone, and you'd get a similar sort of feel behind it. But I think they were going for something slightly different, and it worked.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Like I mentioned earlier, the themes on Medicine are all about love. This is an EP for the lovers. No lie, straight up, that's what it's about. It goes without saying, but the music on Medicine doesn't feel digital at all. You listen to all the four tracks and it feels a lot more live with a studio, with an in-studio feel than anything else. You have to employ your best ears to pick up on the nuances on Medicine. For example, on Stereo, some of what makes the instrumentation is actual vocals. There's this right pan vocals where you go something like chuku-chuka-ka, chuku-chuka, and it just fits without being too audible as a vocal, but more an accentuation of the actual beat using your voice as an instrument. Bruh. Genius. Sugar Rush and Medicine had the best backing vocals, in my opinion. often having an Afrocentric touch that is unmistakable, gave me goosebumps the whole way just listening to those backing vocals, in fact. And take nothing away from Ben Soul because he sang his lungs out, but bro, that was just amazing. I found the flow of the EP to be great, and tempo-wise, everything was in the same space. Nothing oddly out of place at all, but I mean, it's four tracks, so it's easier to tie in together. But I can't say I expected any less. I mean, it's Ben Soul after all. Vocally, Ben Soul is a wonderful talent. He knows what he's good at and keeps it in that low mid-tone. He doesn't try to hit any excessive high notes or anything like that. That's not his strong suit, and it's really cool that you can get a great album and a great, well, it's an EP, but you get great music just by sticking to his lane, so to speak. The Sauti Sol influence is undoubtedly there. You get to feel it throughout the EP in the level of musicality far more than the actual sound. What all the artists under Soul Generation Records have benefited is access to a higher level musicality without necessarily having to go through all the motions to get there. For, I mean, in comparison with somebody maybe doing this themselves, you'd need some serious levels of talent to just realize that level of musicality. I'm glad Ben Soul is making his own path regardless. There's no over-reliance on the connection at all. For example, this EP, he doesn't feature anybody. He doesn't feature Sauti Sol. He doesn't feature the members of Sauti Sol. He just makes Ben Soul music, which is so awesome.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
All things considered, Medicine by Ben Soul is exactly what the doctor ordered. See what I did there? If forced to pick, then the title track, Medicine, is my top song from the EP. Take nothing away from the other three tracks, though they're excellent. I'm just more of an up-tempo guy and I like the vibe. I recommend the EP to anybody that loves good, fairly mature music. Not necessarily like, yo, our parents' generation mature, but somebody that likes music that's a bit more mature and wholesome and enjoys that vocal ability to shine on records. So for R&B, maybe even jazz lovers will appreciate this with Afropop to glue things together. It's that kind of EP that you can just put it on and close your eyes or just do something and you're just listening to it and being like, yeah, this is good music, man. And after you listen to it, you're like, let me call my bae. Anyway, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.